Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how is everybody?
Good. How you doing, Rex?
Oh, I've been okay, surviving.
Good.
Might you have a Kleenex box nearby?
That's what I did. I did our press conference, and I brought it out, and I said I got a new sponsor. You know, it's funny the way, you know, things get out and stuff like that. But, again, hey, I'm man enough to, you know, I'm myself. And if I'm not a typical coach or whatever, then so be it. I know one thing. I'm myself, and there's no bigger competitor than I am.
Rex, was that just kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing? Did it catch even you by surprise when the tears started to roll, or was that something you're trying to do to motivate your team?
No, that's just, you know, straight from my heart and all that kind of stuff. Anybody that's ever been around me knows that that's the way I am. You can ask, you know, people in Baltimore and, you know, the team. It's just that it's never got out, you know, before. But, you know, I'm like that. I'm an emotional guy. I'm a passionate person. But, you know, my main message is I came here to be a champion. And, you know, I believe in myself, and I believe in this football team. And I just wanted to make sure that they knew that, you know, that's who I am. And it's funny, I was telling our guys, our reporters today, that, you know, there's very few quotes that I remember, which I know surprises nobody. But, as, you know, Sugar Ray Robinson had a great quote, and he said, to be a champ, you have to believe in yourself when nobody else will. Well, I think that fits us, and nobody else does right now, but we believe in each other, and we know we're going against a true champion team, a team that's won through, you know, several Super Bowls, three Super Bowls, and again, we know we're walking in, they say, you know, we're walking into a hornet's nest and all that, but you know, we beat this team week two. You know, I thought we had the better team, you know, in week two. Obviously, over the last month and a half, they played much better than we have. But we're going to find out who's got the better team on Sunday. And, again, we're coming here to win.
What stood out most for you about Tom Brady over the last few weeks, about how his game, how his season has evolved?
Well, I mean, I thought he's the best quarterback in the league when we faced him, and I still believe that. So, you know, I don't know how much, you know, things have changed. Obviously, you know, Wes Welker is back healthy and playing and catching 10 balls a game. So I'm sure, you know, that helps him. But I thought the kid that filled in for him did a great job. But, you know, obviously there's very few Wes Welkers in this league, and he's a tremendous player. And obviously, you know, he's got, you know, Tom Brady has, a great deal of confidence in him.
Rex, how would you characterize what's happened to your team, you know, since last we met?
Well, that's hard to characterize because we've found ways to lose, you know, and it's been one week it's been a defensive, you know, breakdown at the end of the game. One week it was, you know, we gave up three returns for touchdowns. One week we threw six interceptions. And the thing that's amazing to me is we still had opportunities in every one of those games to win games, you know, to win those games. And we've been beat basically on the last play of the game in four games. So, you know, if people think we're going to be pushovers, they got another thing coming.
Rex, I know that I've seen, or at least it's been written, that, you know, you might consult with Bill Parcells, and one of his favorite sayings is kind of, you are what you are.
Right.
Why is that different for you guys?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. It is that is the same for us. You know, we're 4-5 and all that stuff, but maybe what might be different is that we believe in each other. And, you know, and I think that gives us some resolve and things. We're a competent football team. We have earned the 4-5 record, like we've talked about, and things like that. But we're not going to tiptoe into any place to play.
Rex, 7, 8, 9 weeks into the season, is the job pretty much what you thought it would be? Have you been surprised by anything? Have you been thrown by anything?
No, not really. I think, you know, obviously the media obligations here in New York are, you know, much more than what I witnessed in Baltimore and in Arizona and places. But, again, this has been everything that I dreamed it would be. The unfortunate thing is I didn't think that that we'd lose, you know, five out of six games or something. But you know, that is what it is. You know, I know one thing. I expect to win. Our team expects to win, and you know, the fact that it hadn't gone our way is not going to change our resolve.
What is your defense like without Chris Jenkins clogging up the middle? How has it changed or been impacted?
It's a little smaller. kidding. But you guys got to lighten up, too. See, I think this league...
That's great.
But you know what? It's we have good enough players. You know, inside, I think Bo is doing a good job. Sione's doing a great job in there. And then, you know, Howard Green's doing a good job as well. So, you know, we've got some tough guys. You know, obviously, you can't replace Chris. You know, the type of player he is. There's very few Chris Jenkins out there. I mean, he's probably the best tackle in football. But you know, we have guys that can play, so we have no excuses.
Hey Rex, one thing that stands out from the first game, especially how well Moss has played since then, is how you guys kind of shut him down. How much would you say that Darrell had him one on one, and how much were you? You guys kind of rolling coverages away too.
Well, I think you know Randy Moss is the best vertical receiver in football, and he was going into our game as well. I think we are the best corner in football, and they know how we're going to line him up. They know how we're going to play him, and you know Darrell Revis gives us an opportunity on defense to do what other defenses can't do, and that's to really get after it. And you know he's a special player. He doesn't back down from any challenge, and obviously Randy Boss is a huge challenge.
Rex, I noticed James Ahedibo was a game captain last week. Was there any particular reason for that, and how has he progressed in your eyes this season?
Well, he's a tough nut now. I mean, he's really a tough kid, and you know I love what he does on special teams. He's you know and he's helping on you know defense as well. He fills in on defense and. You know, I just felt, you know, I really liked his intensity.
Coach, it seems like everyone and their grandmother has offered an opinion on this, so we might as well ask you, what would you have done on 4th-and-2 from the 28 against the Colts and Peyton Manning?
Everybody knows what I would have done, but I'll say I would have done exactly what Coach Belichick did. But I'm just kidding. Obviously, he knows his football team way better than anybody else, and you can't question, you know, his decision. If I would have made that decision and it wouldn't have worked, I'd be hanging from the Empire State Building. But, you know, but quite honestly, he's earned that. He is the best coach in football, and the fact that, I mean, it looked close to me, you know, it was just, he's got such confidence in his offense. It wasn't a lack of confidence in his defense. I just think that he has such confidence, you know, in that offense, in Tom Brady, and in Falk, and really it was, you know, I believe they beat, you guys know more about it than me, but I thought they did that against Atlanta, and they picked up the first down. So it's not the first time I think that he's ever done that, and, you know, how can you question a guy that's you know won 3 Super Bowls and has the record he's had and the success that he's had? I'm definitely the wrong. You know, I'm never going to question that.
Rex, does that make preparing for a team like the Patriots, who will do anything at any given time, more difficult to prepare for?
Nah, I mean you got to play. You got to line up and play defense. If they're going for it, you got to line up and play. You know, I think on defense we gave up. On 4th down, we've given up 1 first down over the year, which was last week. So, you know, if he wants to go for it on 4th down, so be it. I can tell you this. I remember he sneaked it on us in Baltimore on a 4th down, but I wanted to prove that we can stop him again. That's why I called that timeout.
How much different will it be, in your estimation, for Brady having Wes Welker this time around?
I hope it's not any different, but obviously he is a tremendous player, and he's a matchup. He is a tough matchup problem for anybody. You know, he's a tough dude, and you know he's. I think you can cover him outside, but he's, you know, he's one of those guys that is really. I don't want to say impossible, but the task is large when he's in the slot to try to cover him.
Rex, with some of the struggles that Mark Sanchez has had recently, do you think that just goes along with being a rookie, or do you think that there's something else to it than that?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
The struggles that Mark Sanchez has had over some of the last few weeks, does that go along with being a rookie, or is it something more to it than that?
Well, no, I think he's had his moments. He's had some great moments, but obviously he's had some other times when, I guess you can say he played like a rookie, or he played like other quarterbacks. I mean, Jay Cutler threw the five picks the other night. Things like that are going to happen. But, this guy's a great competitor. I think he can make all the throws. A very confident guy. He's a leader. And, I just think he's going to get better,
Rex, I know, before the first meeting, obviously there was a lot of talk going back and forth, most of it was from you guys. There hasn't been much out of there this week. Are you guys taking a slightly different approach, or?
Well, I mean, I don't know about, I think, my thing about not kissing, Belichick's rings was a compliment, but it was taken differently. But it's the truth. You can't beat somebody unless you believe that you can, and we believe we can. We did beat them already, and, we're coming there with that mission. It doesn't matter to me what the betting public says or anybody else says. We're coming to, to New England to win the game, and we expect to win.
Rex, do you think your team has as much swagger now, and will they need that this Sunday as they did early in the season?
It depends on what the definition of swagger is. I'll say this: we believe in each other, and I know we believe in ourselves. We believe in each other, and if that's swagger or whatever, we expect to win. That's all I'm going to say, because we expect to win every game. It hadn't gone our way, in five of these last 6 weeks, but again, we're daring to be great.
Rex, from the division standpoint, I mean, you guys, obviously every game in the NFL is a must-win, but, I mean, is this one even heightened when you look at it? Like, you already have three division losses, and, a fourth one would put you guys in a really tough spot.
Oh, it put us in a near-impossible spot to win our division, obviously. But if we beat New England head-to-head, the way I look at it, we're only one game out of the standings, and you got six games to play, and we'd have a tiebreaker on them. So that would put us in a great position.
How is your offense been affected without Leon Washington? Just going over to the other side of the ball, you guys lost another key player.
Right. Yeah, that's a tough one. Really hard to replace Leon. Obviously, you try to, and you got about five or six guys trying to replace him. Do all the things he does. It's really hurt our return game. It's also hurt the fact. I mean, he's one of the most dangerous backs in the league when he's running with it as a receiver. He's a tough blocker. So, when you look at the games between the Jets and the Patriots, obviously he was probably the number one weapon that we had. So he's been a huge loss for us.
All set, guys?
I think that's it.
Coach Ryan, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
it's always fun. Take care.
Yep.